Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Hallelujah! 2 weeks ago, we began a journey on a subject I entitled Facing the Future Without Fear. We're dealing with a lot of fears, especially when it comes to 2024. It's believed that 2024 is the biggest election year in the history of the world. Almost 49% of the population of the world will be voting this year. Over 60 nations will be holding election this year. It's a year of the struggle of power, the year of contention for power. It's a year where powers seek to come and another seeks to stay in. Lots of controversy, conspiracies, betrayals, crossing of the aisle on both sides, the year of great concerns and worries and the fear of the unknown. There are different types and kinds of fear. There are the fear of animals. Some people are afraid of dogs. Some are afraid of cats. Some are afraid of snakes. There are different kinds of fear people have about different kinds of things in life. The fear of injury or blood, the fear of choking, even eating or drinking. Sometimes people are afraid that they might choke. Some are afraid of beautiful men and handsome men. Different kinds of fear, amazingly. The fear of bad weather, heights, void, name it, nature. But they are all fear. Because it's one personality of fear that will attach itself to many things and come at you from different angles in order to lord it over you. But in the name of Jesus, say, I refuse to be afraid. I refuse to be afraid. I can't hear you. Your confession is too weak. Say, I refuse to be afraid. I refuse to be a slave and a servant of fear. Say it one more time with some audacity. I refuse to be a slave or a captive of fear of anything. In order to face the future without fears, the basis of your confidence and of your audacity must be based on a foundation sure, tested and tried. And the word of God is tested and tried. The Bible said in Psalm 119, verse 89, he said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. This must be the basis of one's confidence and audacity in facing the future without fear. The Bible said that grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. The Bible said, the heavens may pass away, the earth may disappear, but the word of God abideth forever. Say yes. Your confidence in facing the future must not be derived from power, from intellectual capabilities, or from the experiences of man and of the past. Your confidence and audacity to face the future must not be derived in material things, in money, in power, in connection, in influence, or in gain. I said the other day that there are so many individuals in life who are so poor that all they have is money and power. The day money and power is taken from them, they have nothing. Because they are not nice. They are not compassionate. They are not warm. They lack goodwill. They are desensitized. They are cold. They are mean. They are revengeful. They always look for grounds to pay back, settle scores, retaliate, use money and power to hurt others, to show people that they have what it takes. When power and money is taken for them, they lack goodwill. They are not nice. Nobody wants to deal with them or talk to them or relate to them because they have nothing to offer. All they have is money and power. People relate to them, deal with them because of their money and their power. When they don't have money and power, nobody wants to deal with them. I said in the first service that I've known President Kufuor for many years when he was president. And I used to go see him and visit him when he was president. And since he's been out of office, I still visit him. Anytime you go to his house, you will see people. There's always people in his house. He's not president. He doesn't have the power he had before. And I don't believe he had the wealth or the money he had when he was president before. But he still has humanity. He has goodwill. You can relate to him. He still has compassion. He still has this common touch where he deals with people as people, deals with people as human, as human. He has not lost his humanity. And today, people still relate to him. He may not have power. He may not be president anymore. But he still have that human touch. People like President John Mahama, you go to his house, there are still people who go there to visit him. You meet him, and he's still the same as he was when he had power, when he was president. Humanity, you must never get to a place where power and money changes you. No matter what power and money and wealth you have, you must still care about people, love people, invest in relationship, maintain your common touch, maintain your humanity, treat people as people, do right by others in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, put your hands together, say yes. The Bible said in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, "For I know the plans, the thoughts and imagination I have towards you, said the Lord. That they are plans or thoughts of good or of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." God said, "I have a plan. I have a plan towards you. And they are of good. They are not of evil, to give you a future expected." That means I have not planned any evil for you. Anything contrary to my plan for your life is from the enemy and the adversary. And please understand this, that every one of us has an enemy. One enemy. But he works through many channels. He works through human beings. But it's one enemy we are dealing with. His name is Satan. And he cometh to kill, to steal, and to destroy. John 10:10. But Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and have it more in abundance." Today, in the name of Jesus, name above every other name, let the plans of the enemy for your life, your family, this house, and our nation be aborted in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and say, "In the name of Jesus, I abort Satan's plan for my life, for this house, my nation, my loved ones, my family, home and abroad. Any plan of the enemy, let it be intercepted and aborted." As I put my hands together, somebody open your mouth, say something. Kadilo Sada, Malaka tu Kalika Salas, Selika Falanda Wasalis, Ilu Kawali Asa, Alei tu Kadila Gazalasu. Bila kandulaki masalas, zela kutula kahasa, leki tukadalas, lemaluka tila wasala. In the name of Jesus. Now hear me. If you look at Luke 22:31, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to go to the cross, to shed his blood and to redeem humanity. Satan entered into Peter. engage Peter's emotion and mind and services. Please understand that here in the earth realm, demons cannot operate here on earth without human bodies. They need a human body. They need your emotions. They need your thoughts. They need your mouth. They need you as a weapon, as a vehicle to use you against another human being. Here in the earth realm, spirits are not allowed to function without a human body. Understand that the legal entry to the earth is the womb of a woman. You cannot come to this world without the womb of a woman. You have to be born because the womb of a woman is the legal entry or the door to come to earth. You can't come here without the womb of a woman. That's why Jesus himself had to wrap himself in the womb of the Virgin Mary and to be born to come here to the earth. And the Bible said, a body hast thou created or made for me. Now, in the book of Mark, the 5th chapter, you realize that when Jesus cast out the legion, 6,000 demons, from the man of the Gadarene, the demons pleaded with Jesus not to send them out of the town or the country, but said to Jesus, send us into the swines, the pigs. And when they entered the swines, they sophisticated them. The swines have to run into the lake and they choked and they died. Spirits operate through human vessels. So this morning, any human vessels, home and abroad, that the enemy has appointed and has marked to destroy you, to kill, destroy, and take from you, or sabotage your destiny, your mission, and while you are here and you are born, whoever they are, let them be intercepted and disappear from the face of the earth. Put your hands together. Block any human vessel, home and abroad, whoever they are, that the enemy has engaged and deployed. Let them be intercepted. Block them in the name of Jesus. Lift up prayer. Somebody, open fire. Lift up prayer in the name of Jesus. We block, we intercept, we abort. Command to disappear human vessels, human vessels that have been appointed, marked and deployed to destroy, to hurt us, to sabotage our purpose, our destiny, purpose and destiny of our loved ones, home and abroad. We intercept them. We block them. We command them to disappear from the face of the earth. Deploy, hire, to kill, steal, and to destroy. Whoever they are, whatever they are, we intercept them. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare they will not carry out Satan's plan in the name of Jesus. Say amen. In Luke 22:31, Jesus turned to rebuke Peter, and when he turned to rebuke Peter, he went for the person responsible for what Peter was trying to do. And the one responsible for the attack was not Peter, it was Satan. Satan had a plan and had an agenda, but the only way he could carry it out was to use someone that was so close to Jesus. Anyone close, anyone in your boat, anyone around you, anyone that the enemy is determined to use them, knowingly or unknowingly, to disadvantage you or to sabotage any of the destinies of our loved ones, home and abroad, whoever they are, let them be arrested right now. Apprehend them, arrest them, put your hands together, say in the name of Jesus, I apprehend, I arrest them. Say something, open your mouth, say something. In the name of Jesus, amen. So realize that God has a plan for us. The enemy also has a plan. His plan is contrary to God's plan. And you must always have that awareness and always block his plans and enforce and superimpose God's plans. In Proverbs 19:21, the Bible said, many are the devices in the hearts of a man. Nevertheless, the purposes of God and the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Today, let the counsel of the Lord concerning you and your loved ones and family, home and abroad, prevail. Prevail. In the name of Jesus, I command, I declare, let there be a performance of the counsel of the Lord concerning your loved ones, your family, this house, and our nation. Let there be a performance of the counsel of the Lord. Put your hands together. Say yes. Come with me to 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1. These are our anchor scriptures for the part two of facing the future without fear.
For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
So it's very important for you to understand what God has given us and what God has not given us. He's given us a sound mind, for the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. He's given us power. Somebody scream, power. I can't hear you. That is true. Say power. Say love. Come on, say love. In my heart. Say I have a sound mind. I have a sound mind. Say I refuse to be afraid. Say I refuse to be a slave and a servant and a prisoner of fear. In the name of Jesus, say I refuse fear. Say I confront my fears. In the name of Jesus, say fear, be accursed, be accursed, be accursed, be bound, bound, bound. Put your hands together. Accursed, bound. All kinds of fear. There are fears in life. And as long as we live in this flesh, we will deal with some kind of a fear or the other every now and then. But today, I command and decree, have dominion, have the upper hand over any kind of fear in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus, I gain, I secure, and I obtain dominion and the upper hand over any kind of fear in the name of Jesus right now. Pray. Put your hands together. Declare it. I obtain, I secure, I decree, I command the upper hand, dominion over any kind of fear. In the name of Jesus, say yes. The Bible said we have passed from death to life. From premature death to life because we love the brethren. Because we love the brethren. Come with me to 1 John 4:18.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
The enemy, whenever he wants to torture, when he wants to buffet, when he wants to torment and harass anyone, the first weapon he deploys is fear. And when fear comes in, it opens you up to all kinds of things. It opens you up to certain possibilities. Adulakisan, Kalunda, Wasalan, Tifalan, Kuwan Silai, Kuwatinda Kalahasaka. We block the person of fear. We intercept and confront any force and elements of fear, that we will not be afraid. We will not be subject to fear. The other day, David said in Psalm 27, he said, the Lord is my light and my deliverance. I shall not be afraid. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I fear? And he said, even when my enemies come up to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fall. Let them stumble and fall that seek and desire our health. Oh Lord, let them stumble and fall. Put your hands together. Say yes. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2.
But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not.
He said, I created you, and I form you. Understand that before we were formed, we were first created. We were created in God's imagination. We were created in the spirit. So though we were created, we weren't formed. We weren't yet formed. When you look at Genesis 1:28, and when God blessed man and said, multiply, replenish the earth, have dominion, be fruitful. At this time, man was not formed, but man was created. It was later after this that man was created. Because if you go down to look at the scriptures, the Bible said that God did not send rain to the earth because there was no man to till the land. Even though man was created, man was not formed. And he said, I have created you and I have formed you. And it's important for you to appreciate and see how God operates and functions. There are rules of engagement. If you look at Genesis carefully, he kept talking about, and God said, and God said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, so many times. And then finally, and he said, and God saw what he said. So you have to keep saying it until you see it. And until you see it, you don't stop saying it. You keep saying it over and over again until you see what you're saying. Put your hands together, say yes.
Fear not, for I have redeemed thee.
I have what?
Redeemed
thee. Created, formed, and redeemed you. Somebody say, I am the redeemer of the Lord. I am the redeemer of the Lord. Say it. Say, I'm the redeemer of the Lord. And I say so. Against all contradiction, I declare and announce that I am the redeemer of the Lord. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Adulati wasan kifan kasuan eleatu kundi kasalan ey kifalun kawan sulundu kawahasala akatula masala. Put your hands together and give him praise.
He said, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine.
Yes, sir.
When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee.
Uh-huh.
And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee.
Yes, sir.
And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
Amen. He said, these things, you will go through them. Tell somebody, go through. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall have fear of nothing. He didn't say, yea, though I get stuck. Or yea, though I sit. He said, though I walk through. Somebody say, keep walking. That's what, keep moving. Don't stop. Just keep moving. Irrespective of your fear, confront them. Confront every fear of yours. For in the name of Jesus, you will not be ashamed. You will not be put to shame. At the end of the day, you have a testimony. Come on, somebody. If you believe you have a testimony, put your hands together. Scream. Come with me into Isaiah 41. 41 verse 10 to 13. The easy translation. The translation that makes it easy to understand. Go ahead.
I am with you, so do not be afraid.
He said, be not afraid. Be not afraid. 365 times, don't be afraid. In the Bible, 365 times, the Bible says, fear not. So every day of our lives, there is a prescription we take. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Don't be afraid. And as long as we are in this flesh, We will always deal with one fear or the other. But in the name of Jesus, anytime fear comes to you, you must open your mouth and say, I refuse to be afraid. I will not be a servant of fear, nor a slave, nor a prisoner of fear. I refuse to be afraid. Fear, I resist you. In the name of Jesus, be accursed. Thou shalt have no effect, nor power over me whatsoever. In the name of Jesus, if you believe it, put your hands together. Give him praise. Are you clapping? Come on, come on, come on. Go ahead.
I am with you, so do not be afraid. I am your God, so do not be upset.
Yes, sir. He said, Do not be upset. Do not be upset. Don't be offended. As long as I have a message I'm working on right now, facing the future without offense. Offense. Because as long as you live, you'll be upset about one thing or the other. You'll be offended about something or the other. But you must make up your mind not to be upset and not to be offended, because there will always be something that will upset you and offend you. Paul said the other day, he said, that I may serve Christ Jesus to the end without offense. You must make up your mind. You must be deliberate about it, that I will not be upset, nor offended, nor hurt about anything as long as I live. As long as I live, I will not be offended and I will not be hurt, because there will always be something that will upset you and hurt you. It will be something close to you sometimes, home and abroad, domestic and external. But make up your mind that you're going to serve the Lord. The Bible said in Psalm 119, verse 165, great peace have they that love your law. Nothing shall offend them. I refuse to be offended. See, I refuse to be hurt. I refuse to be hurt. I refuse to be offended. I refuse to be upset. God said, don't be upset about things. Don't be offended when you are betrayed. Don't be offended when you are misrepresented. Don't be offended by the attitude of others. Don't be offended by what people do and by what they say and what they do to you and what they don't do to you. Don't let it trouble you. Don't let it upset you, because people will always be people. People will always be who they are. Be yourself. Refuse to be offended. Refuse to be hurt. Live your life to the fullest and to the glory of God. And in your lifetime, you will see everything God has said of you come to pass in your lifetime. If you believe it, put your hands together and say, Lord, I believe. Come on, somebody. Say, Lord, I believe.
I will make you strong and I will
God said, you. The Bible said, he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. Believe God to increase you more than your enemies, and to make you stronger than any adversary, known and unknown. Oh Lord, thou that undergirdest me with strength to the battle. For thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. Make me stronger. Make me stronger. Make me stronger than my adversaries, known and unknown enemies. Make me stronger than my secret enemies. Oh Lord, give me the upper hand. For thou, O Lord, art a shield unto me. Let not my enemy say, where is my God? Give me not up to the will and expectations of my enemy. Rescue me, O God, from many waters. Deliver me from the grip of the terrible. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies. For I am your redeemed. O Lord, my God, if you believe it, put your hands together. Come on, somebody.
My powerful right hand will keep you safe.
Go ahead.
Listen to this. Everyone who has been angry with you will now become completely ashamed.
Do you know there are people angry with you? Tell to somebody that you, do you know there are people angry with you? Yeah. There are people angry with you because you won't do what they want. Because you won't compromise. Because you refuse to be what they want you to be. And there are people angry with you because you stand for the truth. Because you speak the truth. They are angry with you. They are angry with you for many reasons. But God said, don't be worried about those who are angry with you. Don't be afraid of them, of their power, who they are, what they have, their access. It's just a matter of time. Tell somebody, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. Make no mistakes. Be not deceived. For God is not mocked. What things soever a man sows, that he shall also reap. Put your hands together. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Yes, sir.
Those who have attacked you will disappear and die.
He said, anyone that has attacked you, do you know you can be attacked without a reason? Yeah. God said to Job the other day, he said to Satan, he said, though you moved me, you vexed me to destroy Job without a reason. Hear me, you don't have to do anything against the enemy to attack you. You don't have to. The Bible said in Psalm 34:19, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He didn't say many are the afflictions of the sinner or the unrighteous. He said the righteous. So the fact that you are righteous, the fact that you take a stand for what is right and for God, you will have many afflictions, many adversaries, but God promises that against all contradiction, irrespective of the afflictions you have to go through for taking a stand for what is right, he will deliver you from them all. Today I command deliverances. I command your deliverance and that of your family and your loved ones, home and abroad. I command deliverances from every affliction, from every suffering. Put your hands together. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes.
Even if you look for your enemies, you will not find them.
Yes, sir.
They will all disappear.
So God said, those who attack you, those that are angry with you, God said they will disappear. They will vanquish. They will die. And he said, you can diligently seek for them and they will not be. Make no mistake. I am confident. And I declare by the word of the Lord, that anyone that divides my head, alukawas silas, silukatun kalahasa, imalanda kawasia, le katunga dalasa, I will outlive them all. I will outlive them all. I will outlast them all. If you believe it, put your hands together. Say yes. Say yes. I can't hear you. Say yes.
Yes, I am the Lord your God. I will hold on to your right hand.
Yes, sir.
I say to you, do not be afraid. I will help you.
Manas, kudalasa this. Life is full of complications. I'm telling you. Bible said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. For when I fall, I will rise again. If you think I'm done and I'm finished, you are joking. Make no mistake. On this matter, where I'm concerned, God has the last word. You don't have the last word. Hey! Somebody say, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Make no mistake. God has the last word. Put your hands together. Give him praise. He said, when it looks like I'm ignorant about a situation and I don't have light about the situation, when it looks like I'm dealing with a mystery, he said, don't worry, because the mystery will be uncovered. Are you hearing me? The mystery will be demystified. Lift up your hands, say in the name of Jesus, I command every mystery concerning my life and the deliverance of my loved ones, home and abroad, to be demystified. Demystified. Say, any mystery concerning this house and the economy of my nation, I command as I put my hands together, let it be demystified. 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 Somebody open your mouth. Pray right now. We demystify mysteries. We demystify mysteries. In the name of Jesus, say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Hallelujah. Odaku daliga dasalasa. Amalaku tu kadi kalun zaba. 1 Kings 19, 2 to 4. 1 Kings 19, 2 to 4.
Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more so.
Turn to somebody and say, do you know that you? Tell some of you. Do you know that Jezebel is looking for you? Hallelujah. Jezebel is looking for you. But in the name of Jesus, I override Jezebel. I refuse to be driven by Jezebel. I refuse to leave town by the dictates of Jezebel. I override Jezebel. In the name of Jesus, somebody put your hands together. Say yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die. And he said, It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers.
You see, realize that Jezebel used a divine principle. If you look at Genesis, the Bible said, and God said, and God said, and God kept saying, until the Bible said, and God saw what he kept saying, that it was good. When Jezebel sent the message, when Elijah heard the message, he saw. The Bible said, when the messenger brought the message, and when he saw what Jezebel meant, he was afraid, discouraged, and decided to leave town, and said to the Lord, it is enough. Take my life. He didn't want Jezebel to kill him, but he went to the Lord and asked God to kill him. Fear can bring you discouragement. And I was telling Bishop about that yesterday. I said, Bishop, do you realize that God said to Elijah, I have 7,000 prophets who have not compromised nor bowed to Baal. However, even though there were 7,000 prophets, Elijah was not connected to them. And I said, it is lonely to be up there. It's very lonely to be up there. It is lonely to be a groundbreaker. It is lonely to be a pioneer. It is lonely to be a curse breaker. It is lonely to be a game changer. He was a pioneer, a curse breaker. He was lonely, even though there were 7,000 others, he wasn't connected to them. I pray for divine connections. A connection between the old generation and the new generation. That you will never feel abandoned, you will never feel alone, and you will never feel lonely. Put your hands together. Somebody say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Elijah was so discouraged, even though there were 7,000 prophets that he could have been connected to be encouraged. He felt all alone. And sometimes that is the contradiction and the controversy in the path of pioneers, in the path of curse breakers, in the path of game changers. That when you are a curse breaker, you are a pioneer, a groundbreaker, a game changer. Your path becomes very difficult and easy to walk in. You feel all alone. Dulaki salas. Selakatun kifandu kawans selundu kasalahas. Hey, lekitu kalakasan kifalandu kawalasin dikitonda kasinda. Jesus said the other day, he said, there will come a time when I'll be left alone and all of you shall forsake me, but he that sent me will still be with me. There come a time that you have to lean on the everlasting arm and look up to him when you can't look up to enemy. Lean in it. Lean in it. Sit and secure from our love. Lean. Up your hands, everybody. Yeah. 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 And give him praise. Hallelujah. You can do better. Come on, somebody. You can do better. Give me some 118 verse 6. 118 verse 6.
The Lord is on my side. Mm-hmm. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?
He said, the Lord is on my side. The Lord is on my side. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who hates me. And who don't like me. It doesn't matter what the conspiracy and the scheming is. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. And I'll have a testimony. It's just a matter of time. I will have the upper hand. Make no mistake. Make no mistake. Make no mistake. Adulaki sawant. Kafanta kalas. Luka wasalin tukanda kasind. Luhandu kalamasin. The faika wus. 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 Hus, hus to hus, kuda lasata, amatuku lung kuvalingi dalaga sind. Make no mistakes. It's just a matter of time. It will turn in my favor. It will turn. Somebody say turn, 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 turn. Turn in my favor. Somebody say turn it, Lord. Turn it, Lord. You know, the other day, Joseph said something. He said, you meant it for evil. You meant it for evil. But God, turn it. God, turn it for my good. I declare, any evil they have meant or imagined or devised concerning us and our family and loved ones, home and abroad, let that evil turn. Let it turn, 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 turn. Somebody put your hands and say, turn, 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 turn. Turn for good. Turn for good. I turn it for good. Say yes. Oh, Sadika Luz. Imalu kisawa. Kifalu salita sa. Salama katun wada. John 14:19. John 14:19.
Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also.
This is a promise that we need to hold fast to. Jesus said, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And now I know, he holds my future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Hear me, because he lives. It really does not matter. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Sometimes it looks like you are down and there's no way out. Like in Psalm 3 verse 3. The enemy so conspired against David and had the audacity to say to David, David, you, even in the God you trust, there's no hope for you. I seduce. But David said, but, say but. The Bible says many are the affliction of the righteous, but. But means it's not yet over. But means it is not yet over. But means don't make a mistake. Don't think you have me in that corner. It's a matter of time. But, thou Lord are the shield, ayaluka walas. Alamba katu for me, my glory, and the lifter above my head is but. But means it's not yet over. But means wait a minute. But means don't make a mistake. Don't be fooled. Make no mistake. It's a matter of time. It's going to turn. Some way, somehow, it will turn. Some way, somehow, I will have the upper hand. Some way, somehow, I will not be ashamed. Some way, somehow, I will not be disappointed. I will not be disadvantaged. Some way, somehow, I will not die prematurely. But I will outlive, outlast you. I will be here for a long, 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 long time. Somebody, put your hands together. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Kodili kosalasa. Philippians 1:6.
Being confident of this very thing.
Yes, sir.
That he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
How many of you believe that you are not a mistake? You are not a mistake. You are not an accident. How many of you believe that God has a plan for your life? That God has begun a good thing in you? May I announce to you that irrespective of what's going on, where you are, how sure the enemy thinks, it's just a matter of time. For be assured of this, that he that has begun a good work, he that has begun a good work in you, even he shall be faithful to perform it. Put your hands together. Say, there will be a performance. There will be a performance. There will be a performance. Announce it. Put your hands together. Say it. Say it. Say something. There shall be a performance of the good work he has begun in me. Read it again. Read it again.
Being confident of this very thing.
Yes, sir.
That he which has begun a good work in you,
yes, sir,
will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
He will. Yes, say he will.
He will.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Do you believe? If you believe it, say it. Open your mouth if you believe it, say it. Put your hands together and be seated for a minute. Are you clapping? I don't feel you. Are you clapping? Give me 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
For the which cause I also suffer these things.
Yes, sir.
Nevertheless, I am not ashamed.
Paul said, I've learned to deal with shame.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. In life, every now and then, you confront shame. Jesus dealt with shame. Today's generation don't want to deal with shame. We don't know how to master shame. And I remember I was telling them in the first service, years ago, I was a young preacher, the first charismatic church in this country, and many African countries, and many parts of Europe. I was on top, and I had friends who had issue with my spiritual father, especially Archbishop Idahosa of blessed memory, and Dr. Maurice Orello. They had issues with them. And sometimes they'll tell me, why do you relate with this man? He's too controversial. You're a young preacher. You've come on the scene. You're all over the place. Protect your reputation. Don't deal with this guy. You mess things up for yourself. And I was so ignorant and foolish that I wanted to be in the good books of people. And I didn't know they were poisoning me. And I started pulling away from my spiritual fathers, had all kinds of attitude, thought I was more anointed. And I have forgotten that when Jesus said, greater works you shall do than I did, he didn't say you'll be greater than me because of greater works. Greater works don't make you greater than your father. Are you hearing me? And don't be fooled. Make no mistakes. Moses spoke to God face to face. He was in 40 days of fasting twice. He encountered God in a way that Joshua didn't. Joshua took the children of Israel into the promised land and possessed the land and divided the inheritance for them. Moses couldn't do that. But realize that the Bible said Moses laid hands on Joshua, and Joshua had wisdom because Moses had laid hands upon him. But for the laying off of hands of Moses, Joshua wouldn't have had the wisdom he had. Number two, understand that Elisha did more miracles than his father Elijah. Elijah performed 7 miracles. Elisha performed 14 miracles. Understand that the miracles Elijah did and the greater works he did than his father was a result of his father's mantle. Realize that when Joshua was in the valley fighting Amalek, Moses was on top of the mountain with his hands lifted up. And I said something in the first service that what this generation must pray about, instead of being angry with your fathers, learn to pray for them that they will stay on the top of the mountain, not in the valley. And that their hands be lifted up. Because as long as the hand of your father is lifted up, you will always have the upper hand over the challenges of life. Today's generation have no regard for fathers, because they think that gift and anointing is everything. May I submit to you, young man, that gift and anointing don't make you a father. The place of a father is a divine ordination. It's a divine ordination. It's not by gift. It's not by anointing. It's a divine ordination. So you can be gifted and anointed and not be a father. And realize that on the Mount of Transfiguration, before Jesus went on the cross, he engaged the fathers, not the son. It was not Joshua nor Elisha that Jesus engaged on the Mount of Transfiguration. It was Moses representing the law, Elijah representing the prophet, not the sons. Don't be fooled. Numbers don't make you a father. Adulaki son, kafala son, walahanda kusum, bevai kutum dasalaki kutum kasalatakas. Make no mistake, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. And this generation is an instant generation. And if you're a leader and you don't have wise men around you, they'll fool you. And I remember in those days, I didn't have wise people around me. And the young men around me, they were encouraging me to rebel against my spiritual father. And telling me how anointed I was. And how popular I was. And how I was all over the place. And one day, I was traveling with the Archbishop, Idahosa, of Blessed Mary. I said, Papa, can I ask you a question? He said, yes. And I said, how come a lot of people don't like you? And how come you have many enemies? He bowed his head. And he said something in pidgin English. He said, son, hippopotamus child asked the mother, what thing make your mouth big like that? And the mother said to the child, Bamba, you go grow. That's all he said. He didn't say anything again. He was quiet throughout the flight till we landed. He never said anything. It took me 20 years to understand Bamba, you go grow. Then a time came, some of my spiritual sons started having issues with me. They didn't want to deal with me. They were funny. They won't return my calls. They won't check on me. So when I miss him, I say, hey, what's going on? He said, Papa, you know, it's nothing. We're just trying to mind our own business, you know. Dealing with you sometimes is very complicated. You know, some of our friends have issues with you, and sometimes, Papa, it's just difficult. Then I remember, Bamba, you go grow. Tell somebody, tell two people, Bamba, you go grow. You, Bamba, you go grow. Yes, sir. It's just a matter of time. You will grow. So be careful how you treat others. And the seed you sow, because it will come back to bite you. It will come back to bite you. Do right by others. Do right by others that others may do right by you. Do right by the children of others that they might do right by you. Go ahead.
So for I know whom I have believed.
Go ahead, start. And begin. For which cause?
For the which cause I also suffer these things.
I suffer these things.
Nevertheless, I am not ashamed.
This generation don't know anything about sufferings. Nothing about sufferings. We don't have long suffering. We have no endurance. We don't know how to deal with shame and embarrassment. But the Bible said, before honor is shame. That word humility means humiliation. Even fasting is a form of humiliation. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we are fasting. You church workers that you dodge the prayer meeting and the fasting. I'm watching you. Tell two people, Papa is watching you. I'm watching you. Yeah. I'm watching you. And Paul said, don't be ashamed of my bonds. Don't be ashamed of my chains. Don't be ashamed of me because of my afflictions. Because many are the afflictions of the righteous. Don't be ashamed of me because of my adversities. Don't be ashamed of me. And Paul said, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed myself of shame. I have learned to master shame. He said, I am not ashamed. And hear what he said after that.
For I know whom I have believed.
He said, I know. I know I know in whom I have believed. I know where my faith is anchored. So what you call same does not mean same to me. Because even my master have to despise the shame for the joy set before him. Even Jesus dealt with shame. So who do you think you are? Who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to prove something to? I have nothing to prove to anybody. It's God and God alone I look up to. My face is set as a flint. I look up to him, therefore I shall not be ashamed. Say yes. Go ahead.
And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him.
He is what?
Able.
He is what?
Able.
You see that word, he's able? I'll show you another scripture. Go ahead.
He's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
He said, I am persuaded. Tell two people, you must be persuaded. You must be persuaded. It's about persuasion. Being persuaded. I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able. That word, he is able. Look at Hebrews 7:25. He is able.
Wherefore he is able also to save that.
Get me that song. He is able. More than able. Go ahead, look at that word, read it.
Wherefore.
Yes, sir.
He's able. More than able. To handle anything. To handle.
He's able. He's capable. That's what it means. He's capable. He has what it takes. Go to Hebrews 7:25. He's able.
Wherefore he's able to save.
Wherefore
he's able.
Wherefore
he's able.
Wherefore
he's able.
He's able to save.
Right. To save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession.
He ever lives to pray for you and I. He ever lived to make intercession. Therefore, on that note, account, and on that protocol, he's able. Look at Philippians 3:20. Philippians 3:20. Odaku samalisa. Salakatun daki sumandikala. Ephesians. Ephesians 3:20. Yes, sir. Ephesians 3:20.
Now unto him. That is able to do.
Unto him that
is able.
Unto him that
is able.
Somebody give him praise that he's able. Put your hands together. Thank him that he's able. He's able. He's able. I can't hear you. He's able. Scream. He's able. Shout. He's able. He's able to what?
To do exceeding abundantly above all that
yes,
we
sir.
Ask or think.
Yes, sir.
According to the power that works.
Yes, sir. I said yes, sir. Tell somebody that is what I'm talking about. Tell somebody your God is able. He's able. He's able. He's capable to deliver. Therefore, we command deliverances in his name. Put your hands together. We command deliverances in his name. Let me conclude. Stand on your feet. Let me conclude. With Psalm 30, verse 11 and 12. Let me conclude. You know, this walk and race, eh? There come a time, every now and then, when you walk alone. God said to Israel, Isaiah 52, he said, looking unto Abraham, your father, I called him alone. Sometimes it's you and your God alone. Nobody. Sometimes you are surrounded by loved ones, but you alone. Because sometimes you don't even understand what God is doing with you. You don't. You just have to lean on the everlasting and trust Him. All alone. All alone. Go ahead.
Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing.
Let every mourning be turned into dancing. I declare by the word of the Lord, let our mourning be turned into dancing. Put your hands together and say yes. Come on, say yes. Say yes. Go ahead.
Thou hast put off my sackcloth.
Any sackcloth, any cloth of mourning and grief and heaviness over your life that the enemy has put on you, that the enemy has thrown on us, this house, your house, or any of our loved ones, home and abroad, let that sackcloth, let that garment of mourning be destroyed as we put our hands together. Let that garment of mourning, sackcloth, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You have been too nice. From the days of John the Baptist, the violence, the suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. Come on, somebody. Let me hear you. As you put your hands together, pray with some audacity. The kingdom suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Lift up your hands. Say in the name of Jesus, I destroy the garment of heaviness, the garment of grief, of sorrow, over my life, over any loved one, over this house, over my nation. Say by the blood of the covenant, I destroy any garment of heaviness, grief, sorrow. As I put my hands together, destroy, 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 I destroy the garment of grief, confusion, heaviness, in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. I destroy. I destroy any garment they place on me, confusion, grief, heaviness, of sackcloth. I destroy. I turn my mourning into dancing. Come on, somebody. Open your mouth. Say something. Put your hands together. Open your mouth. Say something. Nothing happens until you say something. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676760 55, +233 2676760 55, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.